Chandra Brown led her parents, John Spears and Charlene Brown, to StoryCorps so they could talk about their earliest experiences with segregation. Chandra's father discusses how segregation wasn't only prevalent in the South, while her mother speaks on her experiences with prejudices in college and offers some parting wisdom on living a fulfilled life.
What was it like growing up in Mobile?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, I love Mobile. Mobile was a beautiful time for me growing up, besides being segregated.
When did y'all realize that Mobile was segregated?
Me and my oldest sister was on a bus. We was going downtown Mobile. We was sitting up front, and the bus driver stopped at a stop, and he picked up a Caucasian lady, and he told us, he moved us to the back. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. I came home and asked my mother, what was that? Why were we put in the back of the bus? And I guess she wouldn't give me an answer because she was a very intelligent lady. So right then I realized that color made a difference in Mobile.
What about you, Mom?
I think I was about 6 years old. I think my mother, when she took me to the doctor's office, and then there were signs saying colored in white. Sometime I didn't understand it, but I didn't pay it any attention during that time until I got a little bit older and I realized that, you know, this is segregated.
Like Charlene said, when you go to certain places, you would see the colored and white signs up, and I thought going to Los Angeles, it was going to be different, you know. In a way, it was. You didn't have the black and white signs, but one night we was at work on the swing shift, and we used to go to this bar around the corner from the factory and get lunch or beer or something. The bartender was always nice and to us and let us run a tab and all that. But I think that night, the watch riot was going on, and we went in the bar, and he told us we had to leave. I seen all these other people sitting there. What do you mean we got to leave, you know? Well, something's going on. You're going to just have to go. And I didn't realize it till we got home that night that the watch riot was going on. And I seen that you got segregation everywhere.
They just didn't have the signs.
No.
So, Mom, you went to historically black college, and then you left there and went to a predominantly white college. Was that tough? Because you were one of the first blacks at that university.
Some of the teachers were nice, and then some were prejudiced. You know, it's not how much you know, it's who you know a lot of times. And no matter how hard you study or how hard you try, there's always something to hold you back. You know, and so sometimes you get disappointed. But if you want a degree, you got to just go through the process, you know, and that's what we had to do. But there were some good professors, but then there was others, so you had to deal with them.
Any final parting ideas?
First of all, if you have any dreams or anything that you want to fulfill, do it.
Yeah.
If you feel that your job is not fulfilling your expectations,
yeah,
find something to do.
Yeah.
Find something, find your dream, find whatever you need to do to fulfill your life,
yeah,
because you have one life to live.
Right.
And once it's gone, that's it.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, storycorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.